Hello and welcome to a mini episode of the Winter is Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast. This is the episode that we recorded right after we did our draft. It's a little bit late, so some of this information might be a little bit irrelevant, but I still think it's a little funny. There's also a part at the end where I mentioned that we're going to record a bunch of stuff at the end of the podcast. That's not going to happen. This is it. Deal with it. Why don't we take a trip into our time machine and listen to what we thought the season was going to look like.
This is an emergency pod. We just finished drafting our league, and we have a couple of our team, our league mates here with us. We got David, Derek, last year's league winner, Derek, Dylan, my co-host, myself, Greg, the commissioner, and I don't know, we'll just forget about the other guy. Commissioner Greg, would you say this year's draft was a success?
Well, if we go by the automatic rankings that Yahoo does after the draft, I am ranked first. So I'm going to say, couldn't have done better. Perfect draft.
You literally have like all the players that need to have career years on your team for you to become first.
It happened last year. So, I mean, some of my players, this is their first year. So by definition, it will be a career year.
Commissioner Greg, a lot of the leagues in the professional sports leagues in America and Canada are undergoing some sort of scandal. If we had a scandal for our league, what do you think it would be?
I don't know. Are we picking a new scandal for this year? Because last year we had the Megan Paul collusion scandal.
Exactly. But I guess projecting forward into 2018, 2019, what do you think?
It might be too early to call. I don't know. Everyone seems equally shitty.
Well, apparently Greg's real name is Sarah.
Yeah.
That's a hot scoop.
There's your hot scoop.
Turns out I steal computers in order to do fantasy drafts.
Yeah. Greg drafted from behind a McDonald's. He was stealing Wi-Fi.
All right. Well, perhaps we'll just go down the list here. Who do you guys think is the captain of your team? Maybe we'll start with Mr. Dave. I saw you got Kamenov, Joanna's first round pick.
Yeah.
Would you say he's the captain of your team, or who do you think is the soul of your team?
Well, as I mentioned, having looked at Kamenov's stats, I think that they only played 3 games last year. And I mean, the good thing about that is like the 0 penalty minutes and other things like that.
Oh, so no, penalty minutes are good, Dave.
we want penalty minutes. Sorry.
I think Kamenov is gonna, you know, just miss out on captaincy this year. I honestly don't know. Maybe Taylor Hall, possibly. No, Seguin.
I like how you have the Taylor Tyler.
Oh, you have Taylor and Tyler connection. This year.
Ah, do you know about that?
Drafted,
one, Dave?
First and second overall.
Oh yeah,
that's correct. Yep.
Dave, I saw you drafted Corey Crawford. Would you say he's the first person you're going to drop, considering he has incurable vertigo?
So I looked at the little report thing for this, and they said that he was kind of back into practice. I just kind of figured, like, honestly, I don't really know who my auto-drafted goaltender is.
Fredrik Andersen?
Not really familiar.
Well, that's a good pickup. He's Toronto's goalie. He's going to play every single game.
Yeah, but don't Toronto typically ship a load of goals?
Not for a couple of years.
Okay, well, there you go.
Since they got him.
I figured that maybe, you know, by the time that I'd want to get rid of him, maybe by that point, Crawford be sort of back, but I don't know what I'm doing, so maybe not.
Right. Derek, who do you think your captain of your team is going to be?
I had first pick, so I have McDavid, but I'm going to say Mark Stone because I think he's going to show resilience being in the dumbest situation possible. So I think as the only person who can score goals on that team, I think he's going to step up.
Once again, Mark Stone's situation is what?
He's in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Just Ottawa
and
in general.
He's playing with Matt Duchene. And
who is their center?
It's Matt Duchene on the first line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway.
Yeah. Do you think he gets traded halfway through the season?
I think so.
Okay.
Because
he is going UFA next year.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, holding out. Although apparently, as Greg mentioned, he was first ranked based on Yahoo's rankings. I am dead last, so apparently I won and then chose to rebuild right away.
You know our keeper league drafts tomorrow, right?
Oh, what?
Do you think, considering you have a team that's projected to go last, I guess there's many people to choose from, but who do you think you'll end up dropping first?
Probably Nick Leddy, who I didn't realize was minus 42 last year, so probably
that's his calling card.
Not going to be long for the team, but he leads my team in blocks. Oh, can I eat the minus 42?
Once again, does he lead the team in blocks because he has zero blocks, just like everybody else in the league?
Well, because they give like 80 shots a game because they're the Islanders, so
yeah,
he'll never have the puck.
Exactly. Dylan, who do you think your team captain's going to be?
My namesake. Elias Pettersson.
Ooh. Yeah, I guess he's looked pretty. He's looked nice in this preseason, except he keeps passing to people who can't put in the net. I suppose
this is true. This is true. I think he should continue doing what he did, which was just banking the puck off of teammates into the net.
Right.
Yeah, you get an assist.
Everyone gets an assist.
I saw that you drafted Tom Wilson, who is kind of our league darling last year.
He probably won't play the first 2 weeks of the season, but that's right. Okay.
Do you foresee himself dropping him first, or who do you think you'll drop first out of your team?
I'll probably drop... I don't think I'm going to drop anybody.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Hold the set.
I know that that's controversial.
1 week later.
Get the 1 week later. I've dropped all my players. I'm just going to call it. I think you're going to end up dropping Mike Smith first.
No, man. My goalie tandem is solid. I'm okay with
Cam Talbot. Mike Smith.
Cam Talbot. Yeah. I'm okay with them.
Commissioner Greg, who do you say your team captain is?
I mean, I gotta go Sidney Crosby. Been there, done that. He's been around the block. He knows what to do. And this year, he'll be doing it for me.
Right.
Okay, Greg, you named your team Carter, Besser, Fast, and Pronger.
Yeah.
An ode to the Daft Punk song. But you didn't draft any of those players.
Well, to be fair...
You can
two
replace
of those players are ineligible to be drafted.
You should replace Pronger with Marner.
Fast and Marner? See, Pronger fits a lot better.
Okay, then replace one of them with Marner. Or Shifley.
Pronger's still under contract.
Shifley rhymes, right?
Shifley. Pronger. No, he works for, isn't he head of safety?
What about Schneider? You could put Schneider in there.
Harder, better, or Carter, Besser, Fast and Schneider. It's not bad. I'll see what I can do. I'll probably just leave it like this. Also, if we could start a petition to have Yahoo increase the number of characters you're allowed to have in your team name, that would be great, because I could use some vowels here.
How come we can't write whole Shakespeare stanzas as our team?
Yeah, right? Shall I compare thee to a better team?
And that, of course, brings us to Nick, too. Nick, who do you see as the captain of your team?
It'd be my first pick, carrying strong from a Stanley Cup win last season, Ovechkin.
I thought you were going to say Jay Beagle.
No Canucks on my team this season.
Yeah.
Good strategy.
I guess who would your assistant captain be? Because I think it's... I mean, everyone's going to probably choose their first round pick, but I maybe the heart and soul of your team, looking at people like, I don't know, Anthony Mantha looks always a good character guy.
You know, I'd probably choose Drew Doughty or Aaron Ekblad. Ekblad.
Ekblad.
Ekblad. I always say bald instead of Blad.
Okay. Well, I think Ekblad's still available on the waiver wire.
Ekblad, come on, guys.
No, I'm making the joke that he can pick up some guy named Ekblad who's not fantasy relevant.
Okay, gotcha.
It's pretty funny. Yes. So I guess this is a question to everyone. Why are you guys going to win the league?
I'm going to win because it's my destiny.
Oh, okay.
I'm a proven winner.
I'm going to win because kind of like when you play poker against someone who has never really played before and somehow they end up doing well because they have no idea what they're
He's
doing.
Unreadable. I can read them.
That's why I'm going to win.
Completely unreadable? Unreadable.
I'm going to win because Yahoo said so, and I'm also so sick of anyone else winning. So please, please.
Dylan, why are you tab?
There's a new tab in the standings. I'm not sure if you guys have seen this, and it says ratings and levels, and it rates everybody's like fantasy performances.
Oh yeah, I'm a platinum.
Yeah, how are you
level
first?
It's because I'm the best fantasy player. Apparently, my average is the best.
Oh gosh, I'm dead last.
I'm silver, and I was excited about that until silver is 4th out of 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh god. Yeah. Okay.
See, when it said bronze, that
that just means you've never played before.
Yeah, I got excited.
But I'm bronze. Yeah.
I'm a worse.
Never played before.
But there's also points, and I'm a worse bronze than David. And David
because you've
never
lost.
Played.
David's ending for like 600. So because you've lost, you lose points as opposed to never playing.
Wait, what's your rating, Fergie?
I'm below you. I'm 521.
Oh, okay.
I'm the
69. Nice.
I don't understand how this happened. Like, I was rated platinum just for last season. That wasn't like an average. That's just my last season ranking.
And I guess you just said
I didn't win.
Last season you were rated platinum?
Yeah, that's what it's showing me.
Yeah, because the year before you won, and then last season, like, you didn't. And that muddies the water.
Oh, I see. It's cumulative.
Yeah.
It is cumulative.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
so like last season
is
won,
showing me.
Ended up in platinum. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I stayed in platinum all of 2017.
Basically, you didn't gain or lose points, is what happened. You did exactly as expected.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still happy.
Well, the last thing is for my team, I unfortunately drafted one goalie, and we need 3 appearances a week. And the goalie I drafted is Roberto Luongo.
Oh,
who
no.
May not play a ton. So I'm going to quickly throw some trades out there. Because also, typically, you'd be like, oh, okay, just draft your last pick or your second last pick, and you can just pick up a goalie. Except my last 2 picks were defensemen, and I only have 3 defensemen. So. Wow. Yes, the host of a fantasy hockey podcast who spent so much time talking about draft strategy did not have a very good strategy. So, in case anybody wanted to trade any of my forwards for any of their goalies, I mean, like, I'm not going to trade for...
You just said any of your forwards or any goaltender, so I will do that.
Contract.
But if anyone's interested in, like, a Ryan Johansson for, like, a... For, I don't know, like a John Gibson type.
yeah, okay.
or a Tarasenko for a Gibson type, maybe.
I've got an injured Corey Schneider.
Ooh.
That's a goalie.
What's his injury?
He had surgery.
On?
His hip.
He's out for like a couple of weeks, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. He had it in May.
Well, that doesn't really solve my immediate issues. But... let this be I assume the rest of our league listens to this. Hopefully we'll leave that out as a trade bait for this before the season starts.
I think you could get Price off of Kirk.
Ah, yes, maybe.
That might be who you want to look for.
That's a good target. All right. Well, if anyone's interested who's listening to this, wants to see what the teams look like and everything like that, you can find a link on stlouisshoes.com. As always, hit that subscribe button.
Fergie, we'll record all of that later. Don't worry about that.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks, guys.
Okay, how about this? Marner, Besser, Fast, than Pronger.
Ah.
Is that better?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Didn't you just take out a player who's also still in league?
Yeah, but I mean, at least Marner's on my team.
Oh, okay.
It's just because Pronger rhymes so well with Stronger.
Yeah, that's really the good one.
Well, I'm confused. Yolo Swag Swahili isn't on Nick's team.
I was just going to ask, does the player have to be on my team for me to name it that way? Okay.
Yep.
I hope not, because my team.
What were you going to name your team like?
My question is, what player is Yolo Swag Swahili?
The worst player, obviously.
Listen, guys. I went into the naming thing with a different strategy last year compared to this year, okay?
Well, things you haven't changed. Named same one name. This year yet. Yeah.
I know. I was waiting to reveal it when the season starts.
Okay.
Okay.
Emergency podcast for that.
I hey. Truly hope so, because I feel like I'm getting cut from this one.
That's all the questions I had.
That's all the time we have. Greg has to go to bed now.
Bye-bye.
He has to wake up early.
So early.
Okay, end pod recording now.
All right, see you guys.
Bye. See you, Greg.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.